Through the Bible. Chapter 20. The Rainbow and Its Meaning. I. And God spoke unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, you, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creeps upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And God spoke unto Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, And behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Either shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, either shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. The rainbow is the natural consequence of the sun's shining through water. How, then, is it a token that there shall never be a flood to destroy the earth? Easily and naturally enough, for whenever a rainbow is seen anywhere on earth, that is certain witness that the sun is shining somewhere on earth. And when the sun is shining anywhere on earth, that is certain evidence that the rain is not falling everywhere on earth. So certainly there is no danger of there being a flood to cover the world as there was before. And as certainly as the cloud with its rain does not cover all the earth at once, so certainly the sun is shining somewhere on the earth, and so certainly there will be a rainbow. And in it the faithfulness of God's pledge that there shall no more be a flood to destroy the earth. And this of itself tells the deep truth that at the time of the flood the cloud and the rain did certainly compass and cover the whole earth. And this so thick, so dense, and so dark that for the whole 40 days and 40 nights no rays of the sun shone through. For as certainly as the sun had shone through, there would have been a rainbow. And this in turn and of itself certifies to the certainty of the fact of the universality of the flood. So the rainbow is not only the token that there shall be no more an outpouring of water that will drown the earth, but it is also the token of the certainty that in the time of Noah there was such a universal cloud and outpouring that for 40 days and 40 nights there was no shining of the sun anywhere on earth, and that so at that time there was a flood that destroyed the earth. Further, the fact of the rainbow since the flood, when the rainbow is only the natural consequence of the sun's shining through rain, is very certainly that before the flood there was never any rain. How, then, was the earth watered when there was no rain? That was easy enough, too, in the fact that before the flood, the earth was watered instead of drained by the rivers. A river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, and the name of the second river is Gin, and the name of the third river is Hiddekel, and the fourth river is Euphrates. First, there was one river, and this one river went out of Eden to water the garden. Next, from thence, from watering the garden, this one river was parted and became into four heads, and each head was a river, so that these four heads were four rivers. Each of the four head rivers watered the part of the earth to which it flowed, just as the one river watered the garden before it was parted into the four heads, and just as the one river was parted and became into four heads. So each of these four head rivers as it flowed was parted and became into other streams, as creeks, rivulets, and rills. And thus the whole earth was watered. And from this watered earth, there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. Because there was always the abundant flow of water everywhere to supply the moisture that arose by evaporation and was condensed and fell as dew watering the whole face of the ground. Thus there was never any rain, and so there was never any rainbow. It will be seen at a glance that the water system of the world now is the reverse of what it was in the beginning and before the flood. Then the head rivers, the creeks, the rivulets, and the rills, always flowing full, watered the earth. Now the rills, the rivulets, the creeks, the rivers, and the great rivers drain the earth. and except for the grand system by which precipitation, rain, and snow is supplied, there would not be any streams, and the whole earth would be only a parched waste. But while all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, unto the place from where the rivers come, there they return again. The place whence the rivers come is the snows of the mountains and the rains of the valleys. And these snows and rains are poured down from the vapors which he causes to ascend from the ends of the earth. When he calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the earth, and as he pours out the waters on the earth in rain, wherever it may be, and the sun shining, there is the blessed rainbow, the token of his divine faithfulness in keeping the earth alive by his gracious rain, and also the token of his divine faithfulness to the promise that the earth shall no more be destroyed by the waters of a flood. And whether or not any human eye, or eye of any kind, is there to see the bough, that blessed bough is there all the same, and is the token of his everlasting faithfulness in his everlasting covenant. And though no earthly eye of any kind ever see the bough, there is always the bough, and ever the same. And though all earthly eyes utterly disregard the bough and all its blessed meaning, yet there is one who always sees it, and never forgets nor disregards any of the fullness of its divine meaning. For there it stands written, I do set my bough in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth, and between me and the earth. And though man believe not, yet he abides faithful. Oh, the faithfulness of the faithful God! Ever the same, yesterday, and today, and forever.